Esnat Ruzara was born in 1981, a year after the Zimbabwe African People's Union, then led by Joshua Nkomo, and Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe African National Union, liberated the country from British colonial rule. Ruzara, who earns a living through selling an assortment of goods at Gweru's Mkoba 6 shopping center and is among Zimbabweans commonly referred to as Born Frees, says it will be business as usual on Independence Day.
Zuva reIndependence iri ndinorikoshesawo zvangu asi nyenge ndiri pabasa kuti ndopanondiraramisawo nokuraramisa mhuri yangu.
Yes, I'm aware of the importance of Independence Day and it is also significant to me. But I'll be at work on that day because I'm self-employed and I can't take a break from work. I will commemorate Independence Day, but I will be at work.
Another vendor, 35-year-old Judith Ndlovu, will be joining Ruzara at the same flea market where she also sells goods such as blankets, jackets and similar wares. Ndlovu says ordinary Zimbabweans and the country's leaders should use Zimbabwe's Independence Day commemorations to resolve issues bedeviling the country. 32-year-old women's rights activist Vimbai Chajga, who is also a Born Free, agrees. She argues that it is not surprising that most people, especially young women, can no longer find time to commemorate Independence Day as they have to contend with putting food on the table.
Most women our age are family women and their husbands. It's either they are out of the country or they are out of jobs because of the way the situation is in Zimbabwe. So they are taking this day to be a day where they can work. If they are like vendors, if they are women who sell what we call mabero, they are taking this day to be a day where they can make more money for their families instead of commemorating, remembering it. Yes, they know it is Independence Day, but it is more of a working day.
Brian Dube, a lawyer and national spokesperson of the youth wing of the Movement for Democratic Change led by Morgan Tsvangirai, shares the same views. He says Independence Day commemorations are a big fuss for most youths.
I cannot say there is any Born Free in Zimbabwe as we speak, because we are now all in the new colonial setup, but we are being oppressed by our very own people. So what I can tell you is that, yes, indeed, 18th of April marks a very important day, but it has lost its meaning as a result of the behavior of the current people in leadership.
Dube says he disagrees with the view that Zimbabwe's young generation lacks the capacity to lead in resolving the country's problems. He says youths are upright and patriotic citizens, with many of them having brilliant ideas that can take the country forward. Dube blames the country's leadership, which he says has frustrated youths through bad governance. Youthful Development, Peace and Conflict Management lecturer at the Zimbabwe Open University, Didmus Dewa, speaking as an independent political analyst, says Zimbabweans must be grateful that young people have over the years remained resilient and peaceful under challenging times.
When you look at them, we should actually commend our youths that they are not in the streets fighting the government. Otherwise, if it were in other countries, we could have been witnessing a war that would have been started by the youths.
But Dosman Mangisi, who is a public relations officer in the Zimbabwe Miners Federation and a ZANU-PF supporter, says instead of mourning about lack of job opportunities, young people should take advantage of land reforms and the country's indigenization program in order to venture into business.
Youth, they must not be crybabies. Currently, we've seen that people who have rushed to the mining sector, especially in the small-scale mining sector, it is because of economic hardships to earn a living. And they are doing well. Now, I'm challenging those guys who say they are geologists, they are engineers, they are surveyors, to join forces, to come to us or to go to government, the Minister of Mine, that no, we have got these skills. Or to go to those who are already on the ground, that we have got these skills. Let's work together.
Some Born Frees claim that these programs are only tailor-made for supporters of President Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party and not all 8 million Zimbabwean youths. For as long as the country's economic problems persist and most youths have no jobs or better opportunities from which to earn a living, independence will remain of little meaning to them and other ordinary Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.